Blog Talk Radio.
Isn't that so true? Our beloved Savior gives us peace that surpasseth all understanding. Welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. It's Sunday evening. It's been a long, long day. But here we are again, talking about the Lord, talking about the promises of God, talking about the goodness and the mercy of the Lord towards his people. Blessed are the people, says the psalmist, blessed are the people whose God is the Lord. We're a blessed lot. We're a blessed family to have God as our Heavenly Father. We've been talking about Psalm 81:10. God says to us, these are God's words to us, open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. To open your mouth wide is to have a long prayer request list. I remember as a kid, during Christmas time, they would take us to see Santa. I had a long list. And I had 3-4 sheets of paper. And I would take the 4 sheets of paper out of my pocket. My grandmother would say to me, "What is that?" I said, "Well, this is the list." She goes, 4 sheets of paper. 4 sheets. So I would sit on Santa's lap, and I would start rattling off. And Santa would look at me with those big eyes like, "Kid, you're not getting any of that stuff." But there I was, bright-eyed, believing in Santa. Believing that he's going to come down the chimney, even though we lived in a tenement in Brooklyn, believing that the Christmas tree was going to be filled with all kinds of goodies for me, and I just, like the text says, I opened my mouth wide. I just kept naming the things I wanted. And Santa didn't deliver. And, of course, he wouldn't. Santa's fictitious. Santa doesn't exist. But God says to us, on a real level, open your mouth wide. Come to me with your prayers and supplications. Come with me with your intercessions. Come with me, come to me with your heart's desires. So God says, open your mouth wide. And we've been looking at the text, we've been studying all week, and we've been using the raven as a model example of what it means to open our mouths wide. Let me draw your attention to Luke 12:24. And it reads, consider the ravens. Consider the ravens. Now, we have already considered the ravens. We considered the ravens when they first enter into the world as hatchlings. And then we considered the ravens when they were, as we would say, in their teenage years, young birds. Jesus says, consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap. Ravens don't garden. Ravens don't have greenhouses. Ravens don't put seeds in the ground. Ravens don't wait for the harvest. They neither sow nor reap. Neither do they have storehouses nor barns. Ravens don't have bank accounts. Ravens don't have food pantries. Ravens don't can. You know how you, if you fish salmon, certain meats, you can can your meats. You can can fish. You can can vegetables so that during the hard winter months, while nothing's growing, you can go to your pantry and there's all your canned goods. Well, the ravens do not sow nor reap. They have no tractors. They have no means of farming. Neither do they have storehouses nor barns. And God feeds them year-round. As I told you, God has this special relationship with the raven. He does. And the scriptures bear witness to that. How much more, Jesus is now speaking to us, directing himself to us, how much more are ye better than the fowls? Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and we praise your name. And we acknowledge your goodness and your mercy and your loving kindness. We declare that the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. We pray, Lord, we pray that you would give us understanding and faith along with that understanding. Faith to believe you and trust you when we're going through difficult times in our lives. Bless us, O God, we pray. Bless us, O Lord. Build up our faith. Build up our faith, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Consider the ravens. Consider those birds. Consider them. How God takes care of them from the nest to the grave, from the nest, all throughout their lives. When Jesus says, consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, neither have they storehouses nor barns, God is saying, hey, I take care of all of them. From the moment that they hatch to the moment that they die, I take care of the ravens. I feed them. Now, if I am so diligent to take care of the ravens, if I never skip a beat with the ravens, if I provide for them to their heart's content, aren't you better than they? Of course we're better. Why? Well, the ravens were not created in the image of God. We are. Secondly, we're born again. We are the adopted children of God. He's the Father. What does a father do? A father provides. A father protects, takes care of. How much more are ye better than these fowl? We're better. Why are we better? Well, Jesus died for us. Jesus didn't go to the cross for ravens. He went to the cross for us. Are we better than they? Absolutely. Wasn't the blood of Jesus poured on us? The blood of Jesus was never poured on ravens. Does not the Holy Spirit take residence in us? The Holy Spirit doesn't take residence in ravens. We are far more valuable. So, logic dictates that if God takes care of the ravens, who are less valuable, will he not do it for us? All we have to do is open our mouths wide, and God will fill it. To none of the ravens has God sent an epistle, one that would say, come boldly to the throne of grace. That was written to us. To none of the ravens did God ever say, be anxious for nothing, but in everything through prayer and supplication. That was written to us. God is always reminding us that we are special in his sight, made special in Christ, made special in the beloved Son. So, if God, as Scripture declares, takes care of the ravens, will he not do so for us? Absolutely. In fact, look what Romans says. Romans 8. Turn to Romans 8. This is what it says. Romans 8, verse 32. He, referring to God, that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. Delivered him up where? At the cross. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? All you have to do is open your mouth wide, and God will minister to you. Now, let's consider a few scriptures as we close out this series. For example, let's go to Psalm 22. Psalm 22, verse 5. It says, they, referring to the people of God, they cried unto thee. They cried. They cried aloud. They opened their mouths wide. They, referring to the fathers of the faith. In verse 4 it says, our fathers trusted in thee. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, the patriarchs of old, they trusted in the Lord. They trusted and he delivered them. They cried unto him, verse 5, and were delivered. They trusted in thee. And they were not confounded. They were not left confused. They were not left baffled. God answers our prayers so that we are not baffled in life. You don't have to be confused about God. He'll never confuse you. Some of our friends baffle us. Some of their actions baffle us. They promise to be there for us, and they drop the ball. They're not there for us, but not the Lord. Not the Lord. He will never allow us to be confounded. Why? Because he keeps his word. He keeps his promises. He always shows up in the nick of time. All you have to do is cry aloud. Here is another scripture text. Psalm 34, verse 6. This poor man cried. Here David is talking of himself. When David was broke, when David didn't have two nickels to rub together, when David was unemployed, when King Saul shut all doors of economic prosperity in David's face. King Saul told the people of Israel, you better not hire David for anything. I mean, for David to make a buck, to make a living, to provide for himself and his family, those were shut because King Saul put out the word, don't hire him. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and the Lord saved him out of all his troubles. Oh, does God deliver? Absolutely. Then David goes on to say in verse 17, the righteous cry. Listen, it worked for me. I know it'll work for you. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivers them out of all their trouble. What? I mean, how many troubles do you have? Do you have 15 troubles, 20 troubles, 30, 40? It makes no difference. How many bills do you have? Do you have a lot of bills stacked up? 5 bills, 6 bills, 10 bills? Cry. Open your mouth wide. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth. And he just doesn't hear. What does he do? He delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saves such that be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Oh, my brothers and sisters, all you have to do is cry. The righteous cry. Do like the raven. Cry, cry. Here's another scripture text that will delight your soul and give you faith. Psalm 61. Psalm 61, verses 1, 2, and 3. Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the ends of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Who is that rock? Jesus. For thou hast been a shelter unto me and a strong tower from the enemy. Cry. You're more valuable than the ravens. They cry, and God helps them. They cry, and God provides. The next time you're driving, and you see ravens, or the next time you could be taking a walk in your neighborhood, and you may hear some chirping or some crowing up, and you look up, And there's a group of black ravens, and they're huge. They're big. How do they get that big? How do they go from hatchling to teenagers to adults? Well, all throughout their life, they've been crying out to God, and he's feeding them. And look how big they are. Look how healthy they are. Look how happy they are. They're singing. Do like the ravens. The next time you see ravens and they're making all that racket, just remember, just say to yourself, I'll get through my troubles. This too will pass. God will see me through this mess. How do I know? There's a raven. The raven is a testimony. That big raven over there is a testimony that God answers prayer. I'm more valuable than that raven. God has blessed that raven. God has cared for that raven all of its life. Every time that raven cries, God delivers them. He'll deliver me. Jesus told me he'll deliver me. I'm far more valuable than the ravens. Here's another scripture text, Psalm 130. Out of the depths, cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice, and let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication. O God, when I call you in my distress, when I cry out to you in utter despair, let not my message go to voicemail. May you hear it. May you be attentive to my voice. May you deliver me from all my troubles. My brothers and sisters, the Lord, trust your Father. Believe that he will do as he said he would do. In Psalm 81:10, he says, this is what he says, open thy mouth wide. Go with your Christmas list to the Lord. Sit on his lap and read your 4 or 5 pages. Omit nothing from your list. And watch God come through for you. Open your mouth wide. Be not afraid to mention every item. God will take care of you. He will take care of me. Why? Because he loves us more than he loves the ravens. And God loves ravens. He loves them. He loves those little birds, those little hatchlings that cry out for mercy, and he provides. Will he not provide for you and for me? He will. God bless you. Be encouraged. The night, the darkness, the tempest, the storm, the howling wind will only last for a season. Soon, the sun will rise, the storm will break, and that is God coming to your rescue. God bless you, saints. Have a wonderful evening. May the Lord bless you and keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. Come to eat.